Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm day across Israel with clear skies, perfect for those enjoying the outdoors in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze as temperatures rise throughout the afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just in that Turkey is leveraging Iran's regional weaknesses to build a new Sunni alliance around Israel. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour, Iranian official Pezeshkian urges an end to the conflict, stating Iran holds a position of strength. Also this hour, Ynet reveals earlier today that the IDF killed Fatih Hazem, the father of a 2022 Tel Aviv terrorist, during a stabbing attempt in the West Bank. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports that the UK and other nations threaten sanctions after Israel opens bids for E1 settler homes. And finally, Forward reports that the remains of Yehuda Katz, the last Israeli soldier missing from the 1982 Battle of Sultan Yaqub, have been found. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News, reporting on international affairs, critiqued the notion of a diplomatic Hamas earlier today, warning of the potential for future conflict. A user named Gabe Draws shared a post reflecting on historical parallels, emphasizing the stasis of certain geopolitical issues. Arsen Ostrovsky, a commentator on international law, reminded us of ongoing violations and questioned the silence of global human rights bodies regarding actions by Hamas. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with Turkey's strategic moves. Walla explains that President Erdogan is capitalizing on Iran's diminishing influence to form a Sunni axis. This shift aims to counterbalance both Iran and the existing alliances in the region. The potential realignment could significantly alter regional power dynamics. Turning to Iran's position, the Jerusalem Post highlights remarks by Iranian official Pezeshkian. He claims Iran is ready to defend itself, but calls for an end to hostilities. This statement underscores Tehran's confidence, but also hints at a desire to de-escalate tensions. Such developments may impact ongoing negotiations with Western powers. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, Ynet reports the death of Fatih Hazem. His son was involved in a deadly Tel Aviv attack last year. The incident adds to ongoing tensions between Israeli forces and Palestinian groups. This event highlights the continued volatility in the region. In a related development, the Jerusalem Post mentions the UK's warning of potential sanctions against Israel. This follows Israel's decision to open bids for E1 settler homes. The international community, including major European countries, has expressed strong disapproval. Diplomatic relations may strain further if the construction proceeds. Finally, from Forward, Yehuda Katz's remains have been discovered, bringing closure to a decades-long search. Katz was one of the soldiers missing since the 1982 battle during the First Lebanon War. This discovery provides solace to his family and closes a chapter in Israeli military history. On the economic front, there's good news for Ithaca, linked to Yitzhak Shuva. Israel Hayom Business reports that three investment banks have issued buy recommendations for the company, highlighting its strong performance. Separately, as Tech reports, SpaceX faces new challenges. The company encounters pressure from China after a successful recovery of a rocket booster and a surge of new shares hitting the market. This may affect its competitive edge globally. And finally, Globes reveals that Electra has won the Road 5 Fast Lane tender. The project will improve traffic flow between key interchanges and includes a park-and-ride facility. This development promises enhanced infrastructure for commuters. For the latest. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.